All right, I will say good morning. Hope everyone had a beautiful and uplifting Yom Kippur. And a good year to everyone. So we're going to continue in Yiratz Hashem this morning on today's Daf is Lamed Gimel. We stopped yesterday. First of all, a tremendous Yashar Koach. We had a full base mattress during the break yesterday for Yom Kippur. It just gave us enough time to be able to do the Daf. So we stopped at the Mishnah yesterday. So we're going to pick up with the Mishnah on Lamed Beis Amud Beis. Says the Mishnah, Hayu Mahalchin Baderach. Oh, thank you. Today's Daf is sponsored by Jerry and Abby Applebaum in memory of Abby's grandfather, Abraham Friedman. We hope that in the merit of our brachos, we hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, that the Neshama has an Aliyah. So let's begin with the Mishnah. Actually, this Mishnah we already quoted a few days ago. So the Gemara Mishnah says the following, Hayu Mahalchin Baderach. Now, remember, the Mishnah is dealing with the case of where you had six people walking on the road. Now, listen, the way we know it's six people is by the number of responses that are going to be recorded within the Mishnah. So it says the Gemara, Hayu Mahalchin, says the Mishnah. That's SOC and then 1, 2, 3. Thank you, Marcus. Thank you. So, Hayu Mahalchin Baderech. There was a group of six people that were walking on the road, and what happens? Ve'echad bak negdon. And there was a person who was coming towards them. So, you have the group of six together, one person coming towards them. Amar echad mehem. So, one of the members of the group said, Hareini Nazir Shezeh Ploni. So, one of the members of the group said, I'll become a Nazir if the guy walking towards us is Ruvain, for argument's sake. Okay. And what happened? The echad amar harini nazir she'in zeploni, and the second guy in the group said, "I'll become a nazir if it's not Reuven." Harini Abba said, "There are some people like that in life. That if you notice, the second guy doesn't say if it's Shimon. The second guy just says if it's not Reuven, right? Because there are some people that are just not people." In any event, the Gemara says, next guy says, "Harini nazir she'echad mikem nazir." The third guy says, "I'll be a nazir if one of the first two of you is a nazir." So meaning, as long as one of you is right, so then I'll become a nazir as well. The fourth guy says, "Nazir she'ein echad mikem nazir, I'll be a nazir if both of you are not nazir." Meaning, if neither of your tanaim work out, then ultimately I'll become a nazir. Or fifth guy, "Sheshneichem nazirim." The fifth guy says, "I'll become a nazir if both of you become nazirim." Or the last guy, "Shekulchem nazirim." I'll become a Nazir if all of you become Nazir. And I will say, obviously, in this case over here, so it is impossible that all of the Tanoim come true, because some of them are mutually exclusive. So we'll say, so what is the status in this case? So Beshamai Omrim Kulan Nazirim. So Beshamai Paskins, they are all Nazirim. Now we'll say, the Rush over here refers us back to when he had this original discussion. So when you remember again, we originally had this on Lamed Aleph Amud Bey. So there, I'll just quote to you. So the Rush in his commentary says, he says, "Kol avav she'tfisu kulam nazirim, va'af agav din nazir to'usu, she'shnaim harishon l'machishim zezeh." Now the Rush calls this a Nazirus Patalus. What he means in Nazirus Patalus is that somebody's going to be wrong, meaning somebody's tonight is not going to materialize. I'm quoting to you from the Rush on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. You don't have to turn there. I'll just quote it. Shema Echad Nazir Ein Abeis Nazir V'Devrei Hey Vade Les. No, because remember, if the first guy of the group is a Nazir, the second guy is not, and the fifth guy said he's only a Nazir, all of them are Nazirim. So by definition, two of the group should not be Nazirim. Nevertheless, Now, Beis Shammai's shita ultimately is, first of all, this seems to go along with Beis Shammai's general approach of Hekdish Betaos, Have Hekdish. Remember, Beis Shammai, we spoke about this again yesterday, that Beis Shammai's approach is that Lemaisa, even if you consecrate something accidentally, the consecration itself is still binding. So remember, Nazirus has an element of Hekdish associated with it as well. So that would be some part. But the truth is, the way the Rush really seems to focus on is, interestingly enough, what Beis Shammai hears when somebody says, "I'm a Nazir if that's Reuven," what Beis Shammai really hears is what? "I'm a Nazir." That's really what he hears. You know, selective hearing is very helpful in many situations in life. Right? So what he really hears is, "I'm a Nazir." The fact that he's saying it's Reuven, he doesn't really lend so much importance to that statement. So if Lemaisa, again, what he hears all of the people saying is, "I am a Nazir." That's Shitas Beis Shammai. On the other hand, Beis Hillel say, "Ain't no Nazir." Now, Beis Hillel's statement is going to sound quite strange at first glance. Beis Hillel says that Einor Nazir Elami Shalo Niskaimu Dvarav. I will say the way this literally translates is Beis Hillel says the only one is who is a Nazir is the one whose words did not come to fruition. I will say, now at first glance, that doesn't make any sense, because if anything, Beis Hillel should have said what? That the one whose words, the one whose Tanai did come to fruition, ultimately will be a Nazir. So we'll define that. You can already see the Gemara, Rashi says over here, Beis Hillel, Omrim, Einu Nazir, Elam Mishalon, Eskemu Dvarav, Ubi Gemara, Mefari, Shemai, Ka'amri. The Gemara is going to ask what Beis Hillel was talking about. The Gemara goes weiter. Rabbi Tarfon says, Ein Echad Mehem Nazir. Rabbi Tarfon says, not one of them is a Nazir. But let's take a look at Rashi here for just a moment. This is an important Rashi. So that's Rabbi Tarfon, Omer, Ein Echad Mehem Nazir. He says, Shelo Nitna Nazirus, Ela Lahafla. It will say, we have seen this Shita beforehand, that literally the only way to affect Nazirus is through explicit articulation. You must explicitly say what you mean, and if there's any ambiguity in your words, then lemaisa, again, you are not a nazir. Shehi mevarer dvarav v'yomer hareini nazir v'lo yehei tole nazirus obedavar achar. So we'll say, Rabbi Tarfon says, you have to say hareini nazir, and you can't go ahead and make your nazirus dependent on something else. So we'll say, I want to be clear. Rabbi Tarfon is not saying you can't make a t'nai. What Rabbi Tarfon is saying is, you can't make a nazirus on a t'nai that is ambiguous. So to say, if that guy walking towards us, if that's Reuven, when I don't know who the guy is, that's too much ambiguity, and that kind of Nazirus doesn't get off the ground. So we'll say, so this is very exciting, because what you see over here is lemaisa a three-way machlokes. So remember, you have the group of six, they're all making competing or contradictory tanoim. So remember, Beis Shammai says they're all Nazirim. Beis Hillel says, at least according to the way the Mishnah reads, only the ones whose tanai did not materialize is a Nazir. Extra seat. I think Bernie's sitting there. Here, say you could take this chair. One chair. Okay. So it says the Gemara. So remember, we have a three-way machlokas. We have Beis Shammai saying they're all Nazirim. We have Beis Hillel saying that only the one whose Tanai did not materialize is a Nazir. And we have now Rabbi Tarfon who says no one's a Nazir. Okay, so the Gemara goes, next case. Here, Siyel Achor. So watch this. You see, in the first case of the Mishnah, what ends up happening is at some point in time, there's clarity as to who the approaching person is. Is it Reuven? Is it not Reuven? Let's say the approaching person, his identity never becomes clarified. So what ends up happening? He ends up just turning around and going back before anyone even gets a chance to go ahead and discern who exactly he is. Rashi says over here, Hirsiyah lachorov, ra ish ploni bakinek, davamar harini nazir. Remember, it's the same case as the first part of the Mishnah. Namely, again, all these individuals are making a Tanai, and the first Tanai all begins on the identity of the person who's approaching, and the subsequent Tanai are sent somehow based on that. But in this case over here, v'chaz ez alachorov, the approaching guy turns back around, v'ein yadua im shimenhu, im lav, ein or nazir, desafik naziras lahakil. So we'll say, so the maisa, again, in a case like this, Saloch Lamaisa again. So okay, so the guy turns back around. So what's Talocha? Ain't no Nazir. So we'll say, so the Tanakama paskins that no one is a Nazir in this case, since the identity of the person never became known, therefore the whole Tanai, all the collective never gets off the ground, no one's a Nazir. Rabbi Shimon says, Rabbi Shimon says the following. Yomar, in such a case, now by the way, both say, Rashi says over here, I'm sorry, I skipped an important part. Rashi says, the second to last line, first words on the line, Disafek Nazirus Lahakel. Because you're both, remember, Rabbi Shimon, the Gemara is echoing the opinion that says, whenever you have a doubt in Nazirus, So whenever there's a doubt in Nazirus, so a Safek Nazirus is always Lahakel. A Safek Nazirus is always resolved leniently. So says the Gemara, last case, Rabbi Shimon says, in a case like that, where what? In a case like that where the approaching person turns back around, and therefore his identity was never discovered, what should you do? He should say, Yomar, the vower, the person who made the Nazir should say, Yomar, im haya kidvarai hareini nazir chova. V'imlav harini nazir nedava. So we'll say what Rabbi Shimon suggests is the following: the person who made the vow should say, if the guy coming towards me was Reuven, then I'm really a Nazir because my obligation is binding. If the guy coming towards me was not a Nazir, was not Reuven, I still accept upon myself a voluntary Neder Nazirus. Because Rabbi Shimon, we'll see, this is Rabbi Shimon Lishitaso, because Rabbi Shimon Lishitaso holds that Safek Nazirus is Lechumra. So Rabbi Shimon, we're going to see all this clarified in the Gemara. Says the Gemara. First thing the Gemara is going to tackle is the enigmatic statement of Beis Shammai. Of Beis Hillel, I'm sorry. What did Beis Hillel say? So remember again, Abba Sayyid, case number one in the Mishnah, you have a group of six people, there's a guy walking towards them, first guy says, if that guy's Reuven, I'm a Nazir. Second guy says, if that guy's not Reuven, I'm a Nazir. Third guy says, if both of you are Nazir, I'm a Nazir. Fourth guy says, if neither of you are Nazir, and so on and so forth. So Beis Hillel paskind, his wording in the Mishnah was, that the one whose Tanai did not materialize is a Nazir. So asks the Gemara, Mishalon is Kaimu Devar of Mayhavi Nazir. What are you talking about? The guy whose Tanai did not materialize, he's the Nazir? So we'll say, listen to this. So first answer is a simple one. Amrav Yehuda Ema, Mishan is Kaimu Devarav. So we'll say, Rabbi Yehuda says, change the text of the Mishnah. Right? The Mishnah will say, again, this is not like a cop-out answer. We know that, again, certainly over time, sometimes the text of the Mishnah becomes a little bit, especially when you're dealing with an Eno, one word here or there. So Rabbi Yehuda says, change the text of the Mishnah to read. No, Beis Hillel says, the one whose Tanai was fulfilled becomes a Nazir. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the fundamental machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel would be, Beis Shammai says, what? Everyone's a Nazir. Why is everyone a Nazir? Because according to Beis Shammai, he pays attention to what? Right? To the statement of Harini Nazir. Right? What doesn't he pay attention to? Thank you. You make me feel better. Right? What he doesn't pay attention to is the details. He doesn't pay attention to the Tanai. Beis Hillel, on the other hand, says, no, I pay absolute attention to the Tanai. So the Maisa, again, the guy attached to the Tanai, so whoever's Tanai became fulfilled, that's the one ultimately who will become a Nazir. Says the Gemara, Tap of Lamed Gimel, this is a great day, by the way. If you're just joining the Daf Yomi, sure, this is an incredible day to begin Daf Yomi. You get a bonus Daf over here. You get a whole black Gemara with only one side. It says the Gemara, Abaye says, so live there for this. Thank you, Mark, for sure. Okay, good. Whatever you have is perfect. Thank you. So Abaye says, Kigon do Amar, listen to this. I nami lav plonihu ehavi nazir. So we'll say Abaye has a different interpretation over here. So Abaye says that the case that Beis Hillel is dealing with is where a guy changed his mind. That he says at first, if the guy approaching me is Reuven, I'm going to become a Nazir. And then he says, you know what? Even if he's not Reuven, I'm going to become a Nazir. That shitas Beis Shammai. So we'll say, so therefore, what is I'm sorry, I keep saying, that shitas Beis Hillel. So what's happening over here? Take a look. Let me read the rest of the Gemara, then we'll look at the Rosh. Umay lo niskaimu dvarav. And what does it mean when Beis Hillel says that the one whose words were not fulfilled becomes a Nazir? Lo niskaimu dvarav harishonim elo dvarav achronim. What in Beis Hillel means is we don't pay attention to his first words, rather we pay attention to his second words. In other words, they're both sides. So Beis Hillel, take a look at the Rosh for just a moment. So the Rosh says over here, Kegon de Amar. It's the last Rosh in the left hand margin. Kegon de Amar inami. Lav noz ilav ploni hu diu. Kegon de Amar I nami lav ploni hu I havi nazir. Ubisuch kide dibor chazerbo. The Amar came. Lonis kaimu dvarav harishonim elaha achronim. The agav arche kamash malam tetoch kide dibor kidibor dami. So we'll say, listen to this. So Beis Hillel comes along and says, listen, I don't really need to dispute Beis Shammai because we've already spoken about this earlier on, but I want to add in an extra nakuda. What's the extra nakuda? That if guy number one says, I'm going to become a Nazir, I will be a Nazir if the person approaching me is Reuven, and then he says, Toch kidei dibor, no, I'll even be a Nazir even if it's not Reuven. So Beis Hillel says what? Beis Hillel says that we go ahead and we allow him to become a Nazir because his first words did not come true, i.e. we don't pay attention to his first words, rather we pay attention to his second words. And what is Beis Hillel coming to teach us? Beis Hillel is coming to teach us a principle that we've already spoken about earlier, which is that Toch kidei dibor kidibur dami, that lemaisa, again I will say, if you go ahead and you make an utterance and you say something and then you qualify or you dramatically change that statement within, again, the 3 seconds it takes to say Shalom Alecha Rabbi Umori, we give credence to your second statement and we ignore the first. So again, remember, this is lemaisa for us, because I think most often where this comes up is where? In Hilchos Brachos, right? I pick up my cup of coffee, right? Again, I say Mizonos, and then I realize I made a mistake. So what happens? I quickly change it to Shakol Nia Bidvaro. As long as I catch that with literally 3 seconds, I'm not using that like as an exact. 3 seconds is the shir. If you catch within the time it takes to say Shalom Alecha Rabbi Umori, so that 3 seconds, then your addition is able to qualify your initial statement. So that says the Gemara is what Beis Hillel is coming to teach us, that l'maisa, if one of the guys qualifies his original statement, toch kedei dibor, so we pay attention to the second statement, not to the first. Fine. I'm sorry? Correct, that's on every single person. Correct, right. It's not limited to the first, it's limited to whoever says it. That is correct. Anyone who changes their statement. So says the Gemara. Here's Rabbi say. So now remember, we have two opinions now how to resolve the strange verbiage of Beis Hillel. Rabbi Huda has the simplest approach. Rabbi Huda Shita just simply is change the wording of the Mishnah. It doesn't say, it shouldn't say Mishalon is kaimu dvarav, rather just change it to Mishan is kaimu dvarav. That's approach number one. And Abaye says no, that Beis Hillel is coming to teach us a dramatically different shita, namely, again, the halacha of toch kedei dibor, that if he goes in and he changes his statement, we don't pay any attention to the first, rather we pay attention only to the second statement. Good. Next part of the Mishnah. Here, siya lachorav eno nozir. So we'll say, remember again, the case of the Mishnah was, let's say in case number two, the unknown guy who's walking towards the group, Baruch Fischel, thank you, the unknown guy who's walking towards the group. So what happens before his identity has an opportunity to become known? So he goes ahead and he turns around. So what happens in this kind of situation? So remember, what did the Mishnah paskin? Eino nazir. The Mishnah said, no one is a nazir, says the Gemara Taima, Mishum Deher Sia Lachorov. Now, the reason why it sounds like no one is a nazir is why? Because he turned around. Ha Asi Likamon Have Nazir. But I will say, what you can infer from the Mishnah is what? That had the guy shown up, then what? Then somebody's a nazir. Somebody's a nazir. So the Gemara says, Ilema. So whose opinion does this reflect? So we'll say now, skip to Lamed Dalid. Skip Lamed Dalid. It's pretty amazing. I don't know. It's not often that you see like a piece of Gemara like this.
Looks like everybody else.
Let's go, Mamasha. Okay, good. What? Not from the staff. This is a collection. Yeah, this is your homework tonight, by the way. Please come back. A written summary would be appreciated. You can submit online. So it says the Gemara. I'm sorry. You want to? You have other plans? You have something you need to? Says the Gemara. The Chemi is a purist. All right. So says the Gemara. So you'll be mocho. I got a little lighter. Says the Gemara. Ilima Rabbi Tarfon. So we'll say, if you want to say it's Rabbi Tarfon, so mi have nazir. So we'll say, so if you're going to say it's Rabbi Tarfon, and we're going to discuss Shitas Rabbi Tarfon in just a moment. So if you say it's Rabbi Tarfon, so mi have nazir is Rabbi Tarfon. According to Rabbi Tarfon, would such a person be a nazir? Kevan de b'shaita de kanazir lo yada iplonihu v'ilo mi chala alei nazir. So I'll say, so whose opinion is this over here? So if you want to say that it's Rabbi Tarfon, so it can't be Rabbi Tarfon, because Rabbi Tarfon is of the opinion that what? Let me say it differently. According to Rabbi Tarfon, if you don't know the identity of the person who is coming towards you at the time you made the neder, so would the neder actually be chal? In other words, what the Gemara is suggesting over here is that Lamaisa, according to Rabbi Tarfon, in order to have a neder nezirus, all information must be clear at the time the neder was made. Now, where do we know that? Shitas Rabbi Tarfon, Vatanya, Rabbi Huda Omer Mishum, Rabbi Tarfon, Ein Echad Mehem Nazir, Lefishalo Nitna Nazirus, Elo Lahafla. Because we both say, Rabbi Tarfon has an interesting shita. What does the Torah say by Nazirus? Ish Kiyafli Lindor Neder Lazir Lashem. Now, the Lashon of Yafli, what does Yafli mean? You know, so the truth is, you know, there's a lot of different interpretations. Svasemes has a beautiful interpretation there. He says Yafli is from Lashon Pela. It's a wonderment. So the Svasemes says, what's the wonderment? It's incredible how you could change reality with just words. It's incredible how you could change a world. You could change yourself. You could change an animal. You could change anything just with one utterance. Okay, but the simple meaning is articulation. So Rabbi Tarfon takes it a step further. Rabbi Tarfon says, no, Yafli means what? An explicit articulation. That when you, in order to become a Nazir, it's not just enough to articulate your desire to become a Nazir, but all of the circumstances of your Neder Nazirus must be explicitly known. And if they are not explicitly known, then your Neder Nazirus is not Chal. Therefore, says the Gemara, our Mishnah can't have anything to do with the Ritarfon, because according to Ritarfon, such a case, meaning, I will say, the fact that the guy turned around doesn't make any difference according to Ritarfon. Because why? Even if the guy actually, even if his identity became known to the group, Rabbi Tarfon would still say that what? That Lamaisa, no one's a Nazir. Why is no one a Nazir? Because again, the identity of the person was not known at the time that the Neder was articulated. And if there's any ambiguous or unknown information at the time of the articulation of the Neder is not Chal. The Nazirus is not Chal. Ella, Rabbi Huda decree. Rather, it must be. I must say, this is also very exciting because now, you know, it's always exciting when you go through a Masechta and you begin to recognize different things. Someone says, oh, this is the sheet of Rabbi Huda by the pile. Remember? Okay. So since the Gemara, we're going to start doing Daf Yomi spot checks. You know, so you're going to remember it as soon as I say it. This time you're about to say, because what was that case? Remember this. Hareini Nazir Amanas Shehe Bikri Hazeh. Mayakur, now I remember what, so we did this this coming Sunday 3 weeks ago. Says the Gemara, remember a guy says, there's a pile of wheat in my backyard, and what happens, and if it has 100 kur, right, then I'm a Nazir. So it's a Tanai. So the pile of wheat is in my backyard, if there's 100 kur in it, then Lamaisa again, I'm a Nazir. And what happens? V'halach umatzo shenignav o sha'avad. And it turns out that he goes to check on a pile of wheat, and it turns out that's what? It's gone. It was stolen or it was lost. So I say, so now what do you do? Because the problem is I made the Neder Nazirus dependent on the amount of wheat in the pile, and what? Now there's no way for me to ascertain how much wheat is or is not in the pile. So what's the halacha? Rabbi Shimon Oser. Rabbi Shimon says, I'm a Rabbi Oser means that I'm a Nazir. I'm a Nazir. In other words, Rabbi Oser, what Rabbi Shimon Paskins is that you are Machmir with the Safek Nazirus. Which, by the way, of course, you understand, goes back to our Mishnah. Because what did Rabbi Shimon say in the case of the Mishnah? Rabbi Shimon said, here, Sia Lachorav. If the guy coming towards the group turned around, so remember, what was Rabbi Shimon's Eitzah? Essentially, you say to yourself like this, if the guy coming towards me was Ruvain, then I am an obligatory Nazir. And if the guy coming towards me was not Ruvain, then I hereby accept Nazirus upon myself voluntarily. Because Rabbi Shimon says, any case of Safik Nazirus must be resolved stringently. On the other hand, Rabbi Huda Matir. Rabbi Huda is not in the Bosa. Now, why is Rabbi Huda Matir? Rabbi Huda is Matir because he holds that Safek Nazirus Lahakel. Any doubt in Nazirus ultimately is resolved leniently. Rabbi Shimon Sava. Rabbi Shimon says, Kevan the Ilolo Nignov Dilma Havo Ba Meyakor Bahavi Nazir. Because Rabbi Shimon says like this, if the wheat would not have been stolen, it's possible that it had 100 kor. And therefore, I will say, because I don't know, therefore, Safek Nazirus Lachumra. However, Hashtanami Havi Nazir, I have to deal with it the Chumrah. Vahachanami, so too over here, Kevan, Gavan di Asalikaman via Dinan diploni Havi, Havi Nazir, Hashtanami Havi Nazir. Therefore, I will say Rabbi Shimon Paskin, this is Rabbi Shimon's Psak in the Mishnah. Therefore, Aloch Lamaisa, since if the guy would keep coming towards me and his identity would become known, and it's possible that he is Ruvain, that I would be a Nazir. So Rabbi Shimon says you have to deal with this case stringently, and therefore halacha lemaisa, you have to accept upon yourself a Neder Nazirus. But you do it with a qualification. If the guy, if again, there's no way to know who the guy was, but if the guy coming towards me would be Ruvain, then lemaisa, again, I'm a Nazir. And even if he's not Ruvain, then halacha lemaisa, I'm accepting upon myself a Neder Nazirus. What he calls in the Dava. I'm accepting on myself a voluntary Neder Nazir. So I'll say, how do we paskin in this case? Because this happens to represent a general interesting case of ambiguity in Nazir. So let me quote you from the Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch, sorry, from the Rambam. So this is from the Rambam, Hilchos Nazarim, Hilchos Nazirus, excuse me, Perek Beis Halacha Ches. So the Rambam has a different kind of case. He says,
Shnaim shoyim halchin baderech. Vero echad bakinegdan. Bosse, it's the same. He just uses two instead of six. So two people are walking on the road, and they see someone coming towards them. Va'amar echad min ha'shnaim ze'aholich kinegdo shimenu. Va'amar chaver ruvenu. Now, Bosse, now, in this case over here, so one guy is saying, the guy coming towards us is Ruvain. The second guy says, no, it's Shimon. Va'amar ze'harini nazirim hi yeruvain. Va'amar echad. So both say it's the same thing as our case, just a little bit more detail. But so one guy said,
because the one's a binary statement, Shimon, not Shimon, and the other one comes to exclude everyone else in the world, which means in the case in the Mishnah, one of them definitely is going to be a Nazir if the person is Shimon. And it makes persons 4, 5, and 6.
Oh, so you're going to see why that. Irrelevant. So you're going to see why that doesn't make a difference, because that only makes a difference if you pass like Beis Shammai. We're going to see actually you pass like Beis Hillel, because Beis Hillel is going to put everything on a Tanai. If your Tanai comes true, yes. If your Tanai doesn't come true, not.
No, the passing like Beis Hillel, the Rebbe Yehuda. So if you go like that, one of the first two has to be a Nazir because it's binary. The third person has to be a Nazir.
Right. So the Rambam
5 and 6 made meaningless statements. Whereas if you
no, it's not true. Once 1 and 2, once you decide what happens with 1 and 2, everybody else falls into place.
But 4, 5, and 6 can never be a Nazir because they all made meaningless statements.
Why?
Because 4 said, if both of you...
No, that's not the Rambam's correct. The Rambam's not dealing with the case of multiple people. The Rambam's only dealing with the case of 2 people. Correct. The way the Rambam's setting up, we're not working with the case of the Mishnah.
But in the Rambam's case, it could be that neither of them are a Nazir. Whereas in the Mishnah's
right.
case...
Right, so I'm going to read it to you.
Sorry?
I'm going to read it. Baruch Hashem, such Teresa. Beautiful. So listen to this. So says the Rambam, V'amar chaver Ruvenu, so listen to this. V'amar echad harini nazir mi Shimon. He gia aleim. So we'll say, so remember, Baruch is true. This case is not like the case of the Mishnah, in that, remember, here they are, from the beginning, making mutually exclusive statements, and exclusive statements. One is saying, if it's Ruven, I'm a nazir. One is saying, it's Shimon, I'm a nazir. Listen to this. So he gia aleim, v'hari Ruven, hari zeh nazir. V'mhaya Shimon, hari chaver nazir ki Moshe. So first of all, the Rambam paskin is that we do pay attention to a Tanai. So therefore, the Maisa, again, when the guy shows up, if it turns out that it's Ruvain, so the Maisa, again, what? The guy who said it's Ruvain, he'll be a Nazir, and the other guy is not, and vice versa. If it's Shimon, second guy is a Nazir, first guy is not. Lo higia elehem. We'll say, let's say again, what about the case of here, Sia Lachorov? What about the case where the Maisa, again, the guy turned back around? So let's say the guy approaching the group never even made it, they never even discovered his identity. Then what happens? He turned around. V'nehela me'enehem, v'lo yadu mihu, ein echad mehem nazir. We'll say, neither of them is a nazir. And this is a very important yisod, because what is the Rambam teaching us? Safek nazirus lahakel. And similarly, listen to this. He says it explicitly in Halacha Tes. V'chein ha'omer hareini nazir im yeh b'kri zeh me'akor. So Rabbi says, he goes to the next case. If a person says, I'm a nazir if this pile has 100 kor, v'halach l'modado, and what happens? And he goes to measure the pile. U'matza shenigva o shenignav o sha'avad, and it turns out that what? That the pile was stolen, or the pile was lost. Eino nazir v'chol ki yotze bazeh. He is not a nazir in this case and in any other case that resembles it. Why? Shesafek nazirus lahakel. Bosse, it's a very important yisod, because what the Rambam clearly tells us is that Allah Chalamaisi is paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, namely, again, that any type of doubtful nazirus will always be resolved leniently. Now, Bosse, now, of course, the novelty in this is one would have thought that a safek nazirus is dealt with how? L'chumra. Why? Because it's a safek d'oraisa, you're dealing with a safek in biblical law. And generally, whenever you have a safek in biblical law, you always go l'chumra. The difference over here is what? It's the Yafli clause. Since we buy into this idea that the Torah goes out of its way that Nazirus requires explicit articulation, therefore halacha l'maisa, the absence of explicit articulation, ultimately will cause a failure to launch, so to speak. Will disallow the Nazirus from ever materializing, and that's why you pass halacha l'maisa, safek. So again, we pasuk number one, that a tanai attached to Nazirus does have meaning, but we pasuk number two, that a safek Nazirus ultimately is lahakel. But so we're going to stop over here for today.